Now, our first question, Tom, if you've got the mic here, is from Charlotte Gill Hooley.
What measures will you take to ensure London is a world-class city for walking?
Thank you, Charlotte. Now, I was looking earlier today at the walking plan for London that Ken produced and also the document that he was responsible for called Towards a Fine City for People, which is about the pedestrian environment. I was comparing all that wonderful stuff with about two small sentences in his manifesto about walking. So, Val, I thought I'd let you answer that question first, if that's all right.
Yes, thanks very much. I personally see, and Ken sees, walking as in many ways a central plank of what we should be doing, promoting walking in London. Over the last few years, we've suffered from the fact that Boris Johnson has prioritised smoothing the traffic, which means that we have seen removal of pedestrian crossings. We used to have a very good programme called the 100 Squares programme, and Ken started the Legible London programme of trying to make our communities pleasanter to walk in, more accessible, and actually more navigable. And that's, I think, the key to the Legible London. So one of the things we want to do is we're going to reprioritise pedestrians at crossings, for example. We are going to continue the Legible London programme and spread it out. We want to install more uninterrupted pedestrian walkways. You know, like we've got this lovely walk along the South Bank. We need some walkways through London where they're absolutely uninterrupted. And we want to make sure that that we control speed in this city. We've also got a commitment to promoting 20-mile an hour zones. So, you know, you'll see in the manifesto things about reducing speed. Obviously, we're very keen to remove fast gyratories and tackle those very broad roads which divide communities, but also about positively building an urban landscape that promotes walking. And that, you know, when we're putting in crossings, we give the pedestrian genuine priority.
Thanks. Is that all right? Caroline, we're just going to, whenever I've asked a person to start their answers, we'll just go around in a nice circular motion, if that's all right. Okay. As far as you can do with half a circle. Caroline, exactly.
Rotating circularly. In terms of walking, it's something that we care very passionately about, and I did a report for the Transport Committee suggesting what the Mayor should do for his year of walking on how we could make London far better for pedestrians. And sadly, the Mayor decided just to cancel his year of walking because that's sadly his commitment to pedestrians. But some of the issues that we would do is we would tackle all the pedestrian crossings in London that still fail pedestrians and also visually impaired Londoners. 100 crossings still don't meet the minimum standard the DfT asked to allow people enough time to cross the road. 347 are not fit for blind and visually impaired Londoners. I don't think this is acceptable, and we need to get this change, particularly when some of the guidance came in 1995. It's not new, and it's shocking that we don't have these safe. I've talked about our pedestrianisation plans and summer streets, better signage, particularly on the 108 tube journeys that actually are far quicker by foot than they are by actually using the tube. We also want to extend 20-mile-an-hour speed limits right across busy streets in London. The stuff that Living Streets has been campaigning for, we're absolutely committed to that, and to set really ambitious targets with our schools to encourage young people to walk to schools. Supporting London's greenways is also essential. And finally, when we're going to redesign junctions, I'm fed up with TfL traffic engineers and how they approach every redesign and look at junctions. We want to make sure pedestrians are represented with other groups to make sure we get everyone safe, to make sure our junctions become safe for everyone.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you. I want to support what my two fellow colleague assembly members have said. I mean, there's nothing there I disagree with. We definitely need to remove gyratories. They are an absolutely mad traffic system. They separate communities, and we need to remove every single one in London. I live on a tiny gyratory, and I loathe it. And that's in Southwark, and Labour brought that. No, Lib Dems brought that.
It's been...
Every time I walk out and...
It's just old thinking,
and,
Jenny.
We've got to reinstate the crossings, the crossings that Boris took out. They absolutely have to go back where local people, where residents want them. And I would really like to see, and I don't know how old-fashioned this is, I'd like to see some zebra crossings coming back. We need to rebalance the idea, because with the zebra crossing, a pedestrian took precedence over the moving traffic. We have entirely lost that. The minute the light starts flashing orange, cars pull away, motorbikes pull away. There is no leeway for pedestrians. So we need to Bring back zebras. Change the traffic light phasing. I think we've got to start closing roads. Opening roads to pedestrians and cyclists. We should have far more roads that are a pleasure to be in and not just. I mean, more or less as you were talking, Val, about continuous walkways. I think we'll come on to accessibility probably, won't we? But and I think generally it's just a different way of looking at things. Transport for London has now introduced, I'm told, crossings where they can actually pick up whether or not there's more pedestrians waiting than there are cars to go through. That is real progress. There should be that sort of monitor on every single traffic light. I get infuriated when I see 15 pedestrians waiting for a few cars with single drivers to go through.
Thank you, Jenny.
Time for change.
Richard. Well, thank you. I suppose I walk a great deal when I'm not on buses and trains. And I'll tell you one thing that I must say particularly, if you want to improve the walking experience in London, and that is to stop cyclists riding on pavements. It most certainly has to be said, because I get more messages from people, emails and so on, about dangerous cycling on pavements than I do about practically anything else. So
I'll say it now, and I'll say it once, all right? We'll let the statements finish so we can hear them, and then you can have your say, all right?
The experience of walking is very important for everybody, but it has got to be safe. And I've heard from the others here the talk about traffic lights and phasing. I absolutely accept that. As I understand it, there is research going into putting into the traffic light system for pedestrians the scoot technology, which is being used to regulate the traffic lights for cars, and that clearly makes a lot of sense. The other thing that I do feel very strongly about, and I'm surprised that none of the other three mentioned it, is that in order for walking to be safe and good, you do have to have clean air, freer of pollution than it is presently. And one of the things that we've been particularly working on in the Conservative Party, and we most certainly intend to do more of it in the second mayoralty of Boris, is to get more clean buses and hybrid buses. And I see one or two faces here who live in my constituency in Wandsworth. I've been particularly fighting a campaign with the councillors and with the Putney Society members to clean up Putney High Street, where there was a very serious pollution problem. And as a result, we are now guaranteed, I'm told by TfL, that we shall have 85% clean buses by the middle of next year. That's either those that have been retrofitted with the catalytic converters or our hybrid. And of course, over and above what I've just said about buses, the new bus for London will of course be the cleanest hybrid of the lot of them, and we intend to see more of them, as indeed many people asked us when we began this mayoralty.
Thank you, Richard. Now, Richard's touched upon air quality, which we'll touch upon later. So if we can leave questions on that just for the moment, and likewise, the 20 mile an hour is a specific issue, 20 mile an hour limit. Anything you'd like to say, I'd like to see hands, and I will pick on some. Thank you very much, yes. So can you just wait till the microphone arrives? Thank you very much. Sorry, and that would apply to all of you in due course.
My name's Catherine Hibbert, and I'm from Londoners on Bikes. It's a question for Richard Tracy. Is Boris going to continue in the next term to remove pedestrian crossings in order to smooth traffic flow?
Well, actually, wherever residents have made a particular campaign about removing them, we have kept them. In fact, in one part of my constituency where one had been taken out because of a very good case that was made by particularly parents and elderly people, that crossing was put back. So The whole idea, I mean, you know, London is a commercial city. Let's remember that. London, we have a good standard of living because of the commercial success of London, and so does the rest of the country, have to rely to such a large extent on the commercial success of London. That does mean that commerce needs deliveries and needs traffic to move in order to get those deliveries through. So you can't just, as I mean, I get the impression from some of the attitudes that have been struck already here, that you really don't want traffic to move at all.
Well, car speeds have actually gone.
Can I just finish the sentence? In order for London to be commercial, it has got to move, and that is what Boris Johnson has been trying to do by smoothing the traffic flow.
Thank you, Richard. I don't know if we're going to give you a hard time, Jack, but there's a gentleman here in the fluorescent jacket. Can we get one over there, please, Tom? What are you doing sitting there? You need to be there, pouncing, ready.
Nobody yet has spoken about disabled people, especially those in wheelchairs.
Thank you. Jenny, you were going to and didn't, so
yes.
Why don't you now?
Thank you very much. I've actually got a map here of accessible tube stations. You won't be able to see it, but I might leave it on the front and you can have a look. It's absolutely appalling. You can basically use the DLR if you're in a wheelchair, or if you're a bit older and a bit slower, or if you've got a pram or, you know, or you've broken your leg or something like that. But then you can't stop almost anywhere in the centre of town. And you can sort of move out to the outskirts. You can get to Heathrow, all right, if you're disabled. You know, you can't get to Oxford Street or anywhere else. It is shocking at the moment how few...
What about once you come out, Jenny, and you're on the streets in terms of, you know, walking?
Yes, well, we have a plan, which I shall urge on the next mayor, which is we will make sure that all bus stops are accessible by 2016. I think TfL, to be fair, is well on its way to doing that. And at least one third of the tube network is step-free by 2018. At the moment, less than a quarter of the tube network is accessible.
Thank you. Caroline Gardner.
And the trains.
Anything on that? All right.
If I may...
Something that's level.
Yes.
Can I comment quickly on both of those? I think the first thing to say is that we ought to be getting back to talking about modal shift.
Yes.
We've really got to get people out of cars, into public transport... on their feet and onto bikes, it'll be better for all of us. And we've really got to do that.
Thank you, Val.
Quickly, can I just say something on disability?
Yeah.
I agree with the targets that Jenny has just said there. They're actually in our manifesto. But I think we've also got to do something about the services that disabled people with disabilities get. We need to improve our bus driver training, for example, because we too often have people kicked off buses. We need to make sure all of the stations are properly staffed in a way that can provide assistance to people so that people with arthritis or eye problems are not struggling with ticket machines. And we also need to do an awful lot to improve the dial-a-ride service, which there's probably people here who don't necessarily use it, but there is a lot of money being spent on dial-a-ride and the customers are getting a really poor service at the moment, and that whole service needs overhauling and improving.
Thanks, Al. We've sort of strayed slightly. It's a good issue. We've strayed slightly from the original question, which is about making world-class city for walking. If your question is about that, I'll take this lady here, and then, Tom, could you quickly dash up to a lady at the back
Thank you.
And we'll get those two questions asked, and then we'll finish close this question. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. It isn't just the politicians that need to rethink the attitude to transport in cities and giving priority to pedestrians. It's transport planners. And so what needs to happen is that the politicians need to start talking to the universities and the academics who train the engineers who put the systems in. Because you can see, as a lot of your speakers have indicated, when you're walking around streets in London, coming across from Euston to here, for example, priority is given to the buses. Okay, buses are very good and very important, but the priority should always, to my mind, in a city like London, in any place where people live in community, should be pedestrians, public transport, commercial vehicles, private vehicles right at the very bottom of the heap. So somehow or other, Traffic engineers have got to rethink, as Val and one or two others have suggested, the whole gyratory obsession of the 60s. Get rid of that and think about what it is like when you come off a bus or a train or a tube and need to walk to your destination, or in my own area in Chiswick, where so many barriers are put up to stop pedestrians being able to get from one part of the area to another. That's what needs to happen. The traffic planners, the universities need to start thinking about this in a 21st century way and work with the politicians in order to achieve something.
Thank you very much for that. I should just say, I'm a person on whose marriage certificate says under the word profession, traffic engineer. So I consider myself thoroughly spanked, and I take that. We have a question at the back, and thank you very much.
Hi, I just wanted to ask the panel, given that we've talked about getting people to think differently about how they travel around the city, would any of the candidates support a car-free day for London, maybe on an annual basis?
Well, can we just have a yes, no, Val?
Yes, definitely.
Caroline?
Yeah, it develops on the summer streets idea I was saying
Brilliant.
Earlier.
No, I want a car-free day every day.
I'm sort of joking, but you get my point. If Bordeaux can do it once a month, we should be able to do it at least once a month.
Thank you. And Richard?
No for the whole of London. Parts of it, yes. I've seen it in Rome, for example, where it worked very well in central Rome, but you can't do it for the whole of London. It's too big a place.
Thank you very much.